y'all, it's Amelia Rose, and welcome to Say That Me, and welcome to Podmas Day 20. Hello, happy Wednesday. I hope y'all are having a good day, and I hope that you are enjoying Podmas. I feel like I say that every single time I record a Podmas episode, but I really do. I am excited about this year's Podmas. So yeah, 20 days in. Oh my gosh, I missed three whole weeks. Like, I don't know how, but I'm very excited about it. Yeah, and we are getting to that point in December where the holiday stress is stressing. The stress be stressing. It really is. Like, we are 4 days from Christmas Eve, 5 days from Christmas, and I don't know about y'all. I don't know that I have everything figured out down to the very last detail, and just it being stressful anyway, just like parties, and it's an exciting stress, but at the same time, it's a stress. And sometimes it just can be overwhelming because you're like, it's supposed to feel magical. It's supposed to feel like super great and all of that. And so when you're stressed, you're like, it doesn't feel like that. And I feel like I'm wasting the season and all of that. So I just decided, okay, like there are just a few days left until Christmas. So let's just kind of give some tips on how to beat the holiday stress, how to get all the things you need to get done, to get them done, but also to enjoy yourself during the season. All right, let's get started. I just have a couple of tips for y'all. So the first one is to make a plan. So I'm a really big believer that plans make life easier. So lay out everything that you need to get done for either Christmas or Christmas Eve or something. So you have like 4 days or something. Lay out a plan. Like, what do you need to do? Christmas shopping, maybe. Maybe there are parties on your calendar. There are events. Maybe you still haven't sent out your Christmas cards, or you need to ship a present to somebody far away or something. Actually, you might be a little bit late on that. If you're just now thinking about that today, that might be a little late, but you know, whatever you need to get done, lay it all out. It's best to do it ahead of time, but there are still some things that you have time for right now, like Christmas shopping. You can do that in person and put a couple of things on the calendar every day, and maybe it's not as bad as you think it is when it's all laid out. It's separated, and maybe when you're writing things out, you don't have as much to do that you thought you did. It was just all jumbled up in your head and making you stress, but then you're kind of like, okay, I've written everything out, and that's actually not that bad. Even if it is, at least you'll know what you have to get done every day in order to kind of like get everything done. The next thing is to set a budget. You know, I know money is a huge stressor during Christmas, and maybe you've already kind of blown your budget. Like, that's okay. Don't stress about it. But at the same time, if you are just now Christmas shopping, I know people do it late, but if you're just now Christmas shopping, set a budget and stick with it. It'll take a lot of the guesswork out of how much you might spend. And if it means you can't get as nice of a gift for somebody, so be it. It's really not worth maxing out your credit cards. And I think people, especially nowadays, should be really understanding. The world is just way more expensive than it used to be. And it's okay if you can't do Christmas like you used to. It might make you upset. And that, I get that. I do. But at the same time, it's like, that's the reality of it. And, you know, I mean, maybe like little kids might not understand, but other people should understand that you can't just break the bank because it's Christmas. All right, tip three, realize that some things are going to be stressful, and that's okay. Not every moment can be super fun and exciting. Sometimes things are really going to actually be hard or not fun right away. And it's easier to operate when you don't have the expectation that every moment should be amazing. Like, your Christmas shopping, you should just be like in this great outfit, and you should be like, just, you know, hair blowing in the wind while you shop and you spend money. But you know, I don't know, you know, it's not gonna be like a rom-com or a chick flick. That's always what I look at when it's not, when I'm thinking about a romanticized version. I'm like, it's gonna be like The Devil Wears Prada, and I'm gonna be like shopping bags, you know, arms full of shopping bags and these fabulous outfits that Andy Sachs wears, and just have it be like this amazing thing. Like, no, it's not always going to. And sometimes you're gonna be like, oh my god, I can't find what I want. It's fine to be stressed, and honestly, it's all working up to Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and a lot of the stress beforehand is really just getting ready for those days. And once those days hit, you're just kind of like, you have to let go and be like, all right, this is all I can do, you know, and this is what it is. And so that's why you put in the work ahead of time, and it can be really tough to kind of accept that, but some things are just going to be stressful, And I feel like when you get into the moment of everything, it's going to be fine. It's going to be all right. So it's easier to operate when you don't have that expectation. All right, the next tip is to engage in some relaxing holiday activities. Now, I know whenever you're busy, you don't have the bandwidth to be like, I need to step away. I need to do something for myself. Like, you're like, I don't have time to do anything for myself. I don't have time, you know, and I get it. And truly, I don't. And like, I understand. My mom is like one of the busiest people ever. And she's like that. She's like, I don't have time to do anything for myself. But I do think that some Christmas activities can require more energy, while others are more relaxing. And so this tip is like, you're going to be doing Christmas activities anyway. Just opt for the ones that maybe are a little bit more relaxing. So you might just want to kind of step away from the hustle and bustle. If you have the choice between like watching a nice movie or doing like a holiday like outing, maybe decide to watch the movie. Like, sip on a peppermint hot chocolate, watch your favorite Christmas movie. You can take a bath with seasonal bath bombs, sleep in on the weekends if you can. Put on a more chill holiday soundtrack. Like, it's even down to the music you choose. Like, put on more of like a slow jazz Michael Bublé Christmas than the crazy like rushing around Christmas music that sometimes is on the radio, you know? Something just to kind of chill yourself and make sure that you have enough time, enough bandwidth to be able to handle whatever's coming at you. And don't overcomplicate things. Don't overstress yourself out by like having this like crazy Christmas music playing and you have to go out and do this Christmas activity when you're stressed. You should really be able to like put on some chill music and watch a Christmas movie or make yourself a peppermint hot chocolate or something. I think having constant adrenaline and in your face Christmas stuff all month long can really feel overstimulating anyway. So try to take a step back, and when you do Christmas activities, if you're stressed, don't opt for the ones that are really high energy and stressful. Choose the ones that are maybe just a little more relaxing, just at their core. All right, next up, do not overcommit. Now, this might be a little too late. Some of you have already overcommitted, so save this tip for next year. But everyone wants to go out and do all the things during Christmas. I'm one of them. I book my calendar so full. And then I'm like, oh gosh, where's the wiggle room? There is none. Oops. So if you can, make sure you don't overextend yourself. If there are Christmas activities that are optional, maybe opt out. Like my sisters and I, maybe we did this Cocoa Crawl last year, which it just had a bunch of different businesses, like local businesses and restaurants and stuff that had hot cocoa. And then you get like a little card that you could stamp or something. And it sounded like a ton of fun. And so I texted my sisters. I was like, we should do this. We really should. Like, it sounds great. But then my goals changed, my priorities changed, and my calendar just kind of changed. And so I had a lot going on in December. And I remember just being like, yeah, okay, I don't really actually want to do this cocoa crawl anymore. Like, it was fun in theory, but really, when do I just down like cups and cups of hot cocoa? I don't, and I really don't want to be adding like 6 cups of hot chocolate to my already like freaking out menu of just constant treats. I really want to try and be a little healthier. And then also, I don't have the time to take away to do this, to be quite honest. And so I view that as optional, and I kind of okayed it with my sisters, and they were like, yeah, we're not really into it this year either. Maybe next year, or maybe we can like go get like one hot chocolate from somewhere, but like we don't have to do the whole cocoa crawl. And so if you have anything with like close friends who will understand, or something, maybe you have multiple events with people that you are doing and you can't really commit to all of them. And so you're like, all right, I'm picking one event with this person so I don't like completely cut out this group of people from my holiday stuff. Maybe only choose one activity with each group. I don't know. But that was something where I was like, it was less formal. It was more like, okay, girls, do you want to do this? Are you okay? Like, cool. We're all on board not to do it. Great. And then that kind of freed up a day for me not to have to do that. And so if you have someone that you can do that with, a sister, a close friend, someone who's gonna get it and it won't be like offensive, or you're doing more activities with them, just feel free to do that. Now, I'm someone who, if I have committed to something, I've committed to it, and I don't want to back out of that. I don't do that lightly. The only reason I did that with my sisters was because we're sisters and we're really close, and no one's gonna be like offended that I'm not doing it. And if they all wanted to do it, I would have done it. But, if you have someone like that, feel free to just kind of be like, my calendar's really full and I'm not sure I can do this. But if you are committed to something, you have to do it, but if you already have things that you're kind of haven't committed to, commit to the plans that matter most to you. And if you can squeeze more in, that's fine. But it might be a little bit late, but if you haven't overextended yourself already, don't do it. All right, next tip, remember what the main point is. So the main point of Christmas is the birth of Jesus. Nothing you can do or not do to prepare is going to stop that. So that is a comfort. And for me, the secondary point of Christmas is to be around loved ones, celebrate with them, and make it memorable. And then I feel like if you're trying as hard as you can, I don't know that you're gonna mess that up because like that already shows that you care. And I know that some things seem really important, and sometimes they are, and sometimes they're not. So that kind of leads into my next tip: prioritize your tasks. Make sure if there's a timeline for things to get done, you're taking that into account. Buy Christmas presents sooner so you'll have more time to get to your house and then you can do other things. Or if you want to flip-flop something, do that other thing and then go in-person shopping so that when you have to buy a Christmas present, you have it in your hand, and you don't have to wait for shipping or whatever. All right, next tip, enlist help. Seriously, if you are feeling really overwhelmed, ask for help. So maybe you have like a friend or a family member who's really good at baking, so enlist them to make Christmas cookies for your party or give out as presents to your coworkers or friends or something. And they might also be overwhelmed, but it doesn't hurt to ask. It also doesn't hurt to compensate them for their time. So maybe you pitch in on something that they have to do that's easier for you to do, or you pay them or something, Make sure to treat whoever is helping you really nicely, thank them for their work and all of that. Like, make sure that they know that they're appreciated. And if you can pay them or help them with a task that they might need help with, that can really go a long way. So long as it just makes it easier for the both of you. Like, okay, I'm less good at baking, so can you bake for me? And I'm better at wrapping presents, so I'll wrap for you. Something that doesn't stress either of you out. It's always kind of a good trade-off if you have that kind of person in your life. All right, and then my last tip is to take the pressure off. So I know I always feel a little bit of pressure to have the best Christmas ever and the best Christmas season ever, and even it being the 20th of December, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm running out of days to have like a good Christmas season because like there's only a couple more days left and I don't really know, and have I done everything I want to do and all of that. And instead of motivating me, it really stresses me out when I see that I don't get to have the things on my to-do list, or I didn't do this fun like Christmas activity that I planned to, and it just makes me feel like, oh, I'm wasting the season. But don't ever plan or ever prepare. Have a couple of things that you want to do, but keep your activity list light and manage your expectations also. I don't want to be a killjoy. I really, really don't. This episode is not to be like, just killing all your joy. But I'm trying to make sure that you don't have these lofty dreams that you're then disappointed didn't pan out. As long as you get to a couple of activities on your list and you get most of the things done, really there are some things that you think are so important and such like top of list things that really end up being secondary, or you could cut off completely. So if you're really freaking out, just pare your list down, cut off some things, and really get to the bare bones. And if you're just kind of slightly freaking out, like realize, okay, I've got the core things done, but I am really stressing about all the little trimmings and extra things. And just remind yourself, okay, even though I really want to do all of this is extra, and I can really cut off some of these things if I am freaking out too much, and it's okay. But if you want to get to everything, just make sure you're very, very like prepared. Don't ever prepare again, like especially your activity list and what you think you're gonna do and all of that. But if you have tasks on your list, do plan them out, prep them, and maybe set aside like a batch time to do, okay, I'm gonna do all of this ahead of time. All right, I'm gonna like make cookie dough and freeze it, and that's the cookies we're gonna make Christmas Eve or something like that. Just anytime that you can make it really easy on yourself, try to opt for that. All right, I hope this episode was helpful. I tried to kind of like squeeze in how close it is to Christmas and kind of make it more realistic for y'all and not just like, you have weeks to prepare, you know? So I hope you liked it, and I hope that it kind of made you feel a little bit better, because I know I get really competitive with myself and like, all right, this is going to be the best thing ever. And then I get upset if things don't pan out or anything that I feel I'm not doing correctly. I get like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? This is wasting the season. So don't worry, your season's not going to be wasted. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fun. And everything will get done that needs to be done. And it's going to be totally fine. So, yeah. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to subscribe. Give me a 5-star rating. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.